The forecasted Togiak herring biomass is over 157.4 thousand tons, which is down compared to this year's forecast of over 169 thousand tons. The total allowable harvest of this year's forecasted biomass is 20%, which equals out to over 31.4 thousand tons. 1.5 thousand tons is allocated for the Togiak spawn-on-kelp fishery, but there has not been a spawn-on-kelp fishery for many years. ADFNG Area Management Biologist Tim Sands says it's unlikely there will be a spawn-on-kelp fishery next year.
There has not been a market for it, and nothing has indicated to us that that will change at this point. So the allocation is there. We've set aside the fish. It's just that without a market, nobody's going to participate in the fishery because they can't do their own marketing. It's not as simple as it might be for like coho or something. You know, it's a lot tougher deal to do your own marketing with spawn on kelp product than salmon. So if a market appears, then we're certainly happy for people to have that opportunity.
The other allocation that comes off the top of the allowed herring biomass harvest is the allocation for the Dutch Harbor food and bait fishery. That quota next year will be just over 2,000 tons of herring. That leaves over 27.8 thousand tons of herring for the Togiak sacro fishery. That's down from this year's allocation of just over 30,000 tons. Sands anticipates next year's fishery will be similar to this year's fishery, but he admits there are some unanswered questions.
Remains to be seen what the processing capacity actually is, but by all accounts, it should be a little bit higher if things go as planned with the Silver Bay plant.
Silver Bay Seafoods is building a large processing plant in Naknek with the hopes of having the plant ready to process herring from next year's Togiak sacro herring fishery. In information sent to fishermen, the company anticipated being able to buy 30% of next year's total quota. The Togiak sacro herring fishery is broken up into two gear groups with separate harvest allocations for each group based on a 70-30 split. That puts next year's purse seine allocation at 19.5 thousand tons. The gillnet allocation is 8.3 thousand tons. Sands is expecting that there will be additional fishermen participating in next year's herring fishery if indeed there is another processor that participates and the daily processing capacity is larger.
It's reasonable to expect that if there's another processor, there will be more fishermen participating. How many more remains to be seen? And I guess the big question that we'll be looking at in the spring when we start conversation with Silver Bay is, what's going to be their fleet dynamic? Are they going to, especially for the same fleet, are they going to have an open competitive fleet where they're just going to buy and pay the fishermen for what they actually catch? Or are they going to go to some kind of co-op model like the other processors do, where all the fishermen are guaranteed a piece of the pie for the harvest?
Sands confirms the Alaska Department of Fish and Game will once again survey the processors in the spring to get an estimated daily processing capacity. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.